local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome into Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. Made it through the midway point of the work week and have a nice weather weekend on tap. At least a lot nicer than it was last weekend. So that's some good news to look forward to. Joe and Gracie with you here for another rundown of everything going on in your world today. And a busy day it was, both here at home and abroad around the world, and we start today with our top three stories, starting in Washington, where the two IRS whistleblowers who claim the Justice Department interfered with a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden testified at a House hearing today.
Assigned prosecutors did not appear to follow the normal investigative process, slow walked the investigation, and put in place unnecessary approvals and roadblocks from effectively and efficiently investigating the case.
That's Joseph Ziegler, a gay Democrat who worked for the IRS for over a decade. Last month, the president's son reached a deal to plead guilty in the tax and gun case and agreed to accept about 2 years probation and enter a diversion program.
Also, police are revealing new details about the mysterious disappearance and then reappearance of an Alabama woman. That's Carly Russell, who went missing last week after making a 911 call reporting that she had seen a toddler walking alongside a highway on July 13th. Police found her car, but no traces of Russell or a child. She returned to her parents' home days later unharmed. Police say that Russell claimed that she was abducted when she went to go check on the child, but they have been unable to verify her story. They also say that her search history days leading up to the disappearance, as well as on the disappearance, showed interesting things, including times for bus stations, as well as information on Amber Alerts and the film Taken.
And here locally, over 30 tenants at the Pines and Warrington apartments are scrambling for answers. A Pensacola law firm that represents the apartment complex told 30 tenants they have 14 days to move out.
I think they should pay for my move. You know, and the other 30 families that are being affected with children. School's going to start soon. This is ridiculous.
That resident talked to Channel 3. The eviction notices were delivered yesterday, claiming that last month's severe weather made the apartments uninhabitable. They cite force majeure, which is a provision that frees parties from obligation due to extraordinary events. Some residents say they're seeking legal action and have no plans to leave until they get answers. Those are your top three stories today. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our slowdowns on throughout Gulf Breeze proper looking good right now. That has cleared up. So 98's looking good throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point. We still have some delays throughout Navarre, but that's just your typical afternoon traffic. We do have a small accident that's going to be on Gulf Beach Highway right near Navy Boulevard, but not seeing any slowdowns because of it. But just keep that in mind. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we are having extremely high temperatures this week, as well as extremely dry. Really not going to be seeing any rain until Saturday, some low chances on Saturday. But for this afternoon, we do have partly cloudy skies and a low of 77 with the heat advisory in effect for the next 45 minutes or so until 7 p.m. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. This traffic and weather report is sponsored by FDOT. Find the traffic info this hurricane season at FL511.com. It's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. A message from FDOT. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Looking at some other local headlines today, the FDLE providing an update on the Gulf Breeze doctor accused of overprescribing opioids by the end of the year. They say they plan to file 6 felony charges against Dr. Elaine Sharp. Her practice was raided by law enforcement. So far, not arrested or charged with any crime. And according to the PNJ, the state also is filing a civil suit to keep $20,000 seized from Dr. Sharp. Also, between book bans and a change of superintendent, there have been many Escambia school board meetings over the last few months that have been dragging well into the night. And by and large, due to how long public forum has gone, so the school board is at least considering making changes to public forum at future meetings.
Every school district I've seen that tried to limit, put more limits on public discussions in Florida, went through a really bad ordeal on it. So I think our way we've been doing this worked fine.
That's board member Kevin Adams there. No action was taken during yesterday's workshop. Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard and the district's attorney are expected to come up with a consensus policy to be discussed at a future workshop. Escambia Sheriff and the state medical examiner involved in an investigation after a man's body was found at the Johnson Lake Apartments yesterday, or rather today. Deputies and EMS were called to the complex at around 1 this afternoon. The sheriff's office says foul play is not suspected. And finally, starting tomorrow, Unite Gulf Coast is partnering with local churches and Feeding the Gulf Coast to host a food distribution event. They say they'll distribute 65,000 pounds of food across 3 days. There are 4 local sites that will host those distributions tomorrow through Saturday, each day from 12:30 to 3:30. Those locations are Olive Baptist Church, Warrington Campus, Greater Little Rock Baptist Church, Milton High School, and Emmanuel Baptist Church. In Pace, again, that is for 3 days, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, 12:30 to 3:30 each day. 6:18 right now, we'll take a quick break, come back with a look at our state headlines and national. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Pete Moore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices, poor tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details. Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city.
Pensacola right now, it's 6:23, Wednesday, July 19th. Joe and Gracie with you here. Thanks so much for tuning in. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate all the texts that we get on a daily basis from you. And that includes comments about anything we're talking about. Also, traffic tips as well. Another traffic and weather update coming up here in just about a minute. Starting with some quick state headlines, though. The National Hurricane Center in Miami is now tracking a new tropical wave near the coast of Africa. Right now, forecasters give it a 20% chance of developing over the next 7 days as it heads west towards the Caribbean.
Also, Florida Department of Law Enforcement is marking the one-year anniversary of the Florida Purple Alert Program. So since its inception last July, 255 purple alerts have been issued and 250 people have been recovered. It's similar to Amber and Silver Alerts, and the program helps find missing adults who suffer from mental, cognitive, or developmental disabilities.
In Orlando today, lots of curriculum rules being passed by the State Board of Education to ensure schools are in line with new state laws. Board voting on rules banning students from using a bathroom that doesn't match their birth gender and barring teachers from asking students about their preferred pronouns.
Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we finish up with the rest of our state headlines. We are looking good right now on our roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98. All our slowdowns have cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, have any details of an accident, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather for this evening, we have partly cloudy skies with a low of 77. Heat advisory in effect for tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be 94. It's 90 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. A federal judge is temporarily blocking a Florida law that he believes violates the rights of drag performers. So U.S. District Judge Gregory Prinsnell denied a motion requesting his previous ruling on the bill should only apply to the Hamburger Mary's restaurant in downtown Orlando, who originally filed the lawsuit. So the decision is in response to a new law that creates penalties for businesses who allow children to attend adult live performances, which includes drag shows.
And finally, in state headlines today, it's now up to a federal judge to decide if a law targeting certain foreign land buyers can stand. The judge heard arguments yesterday from the state and those challenging Senate Bill 264. The law says Chinese citizens who are not U.S. citizens or permanent U.S. residents are limited in how much land in Florida they can buy. Plaintiffs say the law discriminates and violates federal law. Looking at some national headlines, Congressman Matt Gaetz says he'll introduce legislation to defund Jack Smith's investigation because of a lack of transparency and what he calls the election interference feature.
If you look at Jack Smith and his team, you ought to be able to evaluate where they've made political donations, where they've been political appointees. what their connections are to people who have skin in the game to preserve their power in Washington, D.C.
His announcement came just hours after Trump says he received a letter from Smith's Capitol riot investigation informing him that he's the target of a grand jury probe.
Also, a federal judge is rejecting former President Trump's request for a new trial in the defamation and battery case brought by E. Jean Carroll. So Trump requested a new trial after a jury in May found him liable for sexual abusing and defaming the writer and awarding her $5 million. So the judge this week is dismissing Trump's argument that awarding Carroll the damages was excessive.
The mother of a U.S. soldier detained after crossing into North Korea without permission says she's shocked and just wants her son to come home. It was first reported yesterday that Private Second Class Travis King crossed the heavily fortified border and was taken into custody.
I noticed a guy dressed in black, running, looked like full gas towards the North Korean side. Everybody was stunned and shocked.
So since word of King's crossing came to light yesterday, it was revealed that he was released from a South Korean jail last week after serving 2 months on assault charges. He was expected to face military discipline after returning to the U.S.
Also, Donald Trump's lead over Ron DeSantis is dropping in New Hampshire. So the University of New Hampshire survey shows Trump is still commanding lead at 37%, but that's down 5 points from its April poll. So DeSantis sits at 23%, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is at 8%.
In Alabama, $25,000 is now being offered for information leading to an arrest in the shootings of two Birmingham firefighters last week. Governor Kay Ivey announced the increased reward yesterday. 28-year-old Jordan Melton was killed, and fellow firefighter Jamal Jones is still hospitalized in serious condition.
And some interesting and trippy news coming out of California. A new California effort to legalize magic mushrooms is moving forward. The Secretary of State gave the all clear for the campaign to start gathering signatures. Nearly 547,000 are needed to get on the ballot, and volunteers are at work in every county. The initiative would not only let doctors prescribe mushrooms, but also allow people to grow it for recreational reuse.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology, China will no longer get funding from the U.S., at least for the time being. The White House made the announcement after a report said the institute refused to provide documents related to the COVID outbreak. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. 6:30 right now. Fox News update is coming up, and Your Money Now is after that. I'm going to practice saying virology.
There's a reason I haven't read that story. It's that word. We'll be right back in just a bit. Fox News and Your Money Now coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A federal judge today rejecting former President Trump's efforts to move to federal court his criminal case involving hush money payments made on his behalf to porn star Stormy Daniels.
A judge, a Bill Clinton appointee, ruling that the former president failed to meet a high legal bar for changing jurisdiction. Trump has called the case a politically motivated witch hunt from New York prosecutors and the Biden administration's Department of Justice. He's pled not guilty.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Israeli President Isaac Herzog today addressing members of Congress as his country marks 75 years of independence.
With our greatest partner and friend, the United States of America, my soul is overflowing with pride and joy.
Herzog acknowledged intense and painful debate in Israel over actions of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline government. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of financial news out of Netflix after today's closing bell. The streaming giant reported surprising second quarter subscriber growth, a net 5.9 million adds, likely boosted by the streaming giant's password sharing crackdown. Per share earnings topped expectations, but revenue of $8.19 billion, though up 2.8% year over year, was a bit below analyst estimates. Its third quarter revenue projection also disappointed, and Netflix shares are sliding more than 7%.
1% in late trading. We also got quarterly results from IBM. The technology giant's profit exceeded analysts' expectations, but revenue of nearly $15.5 billion, virtually flat with the year-ago number, was a smidge shy of estimates. IBM shares little changed in extended trading. For the first time in nearly 4 years, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has an 8-day winning streak. The Dow Jones today rose 109 points, eclipsing the 35,000 mark. The S&P eked out a 10-point gain. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Prevagen. Give Aaron Rodgers credit. He hasn't backed off from expectations since coming to New York. The Jets opened training camp today with hope that they can make their first Super Bowl run since Joe Namath. That might sound lofty, but Aaron Rodgers is clearly thinking about Tom Brady leaving New England and winning with the Bucs. He should be. You have to believe to win at that level. At least Rodgers has that belief part yet. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to Medicare, one size does not fit all. Ricky Stewart is a premier level gold agent with United Healthcare. She can help you find a local United Healthcare plan that fits your needs and budget. From plans that cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional plans and features, Ricky is here to help. Online, in person, or over the phone, Ricky has the expertise and experience to navigate all your insurance questions and concerns. To make an appointment, visit insuredbyricky.com today.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday night. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Going to get a quick rundown of what's going on the roads as well as what's going on with the weather for the week. Well, roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays as well as Highway 90. If you do see anything slowing you down, something that's out of the ordinary, you see an accident, have details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The hot weather with rain-free conditions will be continuing. Advisories are posted once again for Thursday. Highs are going to be up there, mid to low 90s, and those heat index values will be way up in the triple digits. So really not much of a chance for rain, but it looks like eventually we'll see a change. As we head into the weekend, we're expecting some scattered showers and thunderstorms. As for overnight lows, upper 70s to around 80. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at the world of sports today, we have NFL training camp now open. The New York Jets became the first team to open camp. They, along with the Cleveland Browns, are playing in the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd. So that's why those are the first two teams in camp. The Browns start Friday. Everybody else will be in camp starting next week. Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend dropped a massive $30 million lawsuit against his estate. Erica Herman filed the lawsuit last year, alleging Woods violated the Landlord-Tenant Act by tricking her into vacating their shared home when they split. Herman says she and Woods had an oral agreement allowing her to stay at the house for an additional 5 years when they broke up. She claims last year Woods told her they were going on a vacation, but after she packed a bag and went to the airport, he had the locks changed. Woods has denied the allegations. The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup starting very early in the morning. So set the alarms now. Co-host New Zealand takes on Norway in the opening match that starts at 2 a.m. The tournament's other co-host, Australia, will play in the second match at 5 a.m. The women's national team for the U.S. takes on Vietnam. Their first match is Friday night. So looking forward to watching some of that. I will not be awake for the 2 o'clock game. I'll probably be awake and turn it on to see the second half of the second one. So we will see. Also, the Open Championship in Scotland is starting tomorrow morning as well. So that's an update there. Major League Baseball scores right now. The Braves and the Diamondbacks are scoreless in the second inning. Earlier today, the Rays lost to the Rangers 5-1, and the Marlins lost to the Cardinals 6-4. Looking at some health business and science notes, drug overdose deaths involving cocaine and opioids together are up this decade. A CDC report says the rate of deaths from those drugs multiplied by 7 from 2011 to 2021. The results showed that in 2021, nearly 4 in every 5 drug overdose deaths that involved cocaine also involved an opioid.
Also, the rejection rate for loan applicants has jumped to 21% in the 12 months through June. So the highest level in five years. That's according to the Fed survey, which is published every 4 months. Overall, credit applications declined to the lowest level since October of 2020. The rejections have been broad-based across age groups and the highest among those with credit scores below 680.
The National Air and Space Museum is showing off 2 new astronaut Barbies. The dolls were donated after returning from the International Space Station. They flew there last year as part of a mission to encourage young girls to pursue careers in space.
Also, it's National Hot Dog Day, yeah. Celebration of the staple cookouts everywhere. So that means that there's going to be plenty of special deals throughout the day. Maybe if you're trying to figure out some dinner plans, there are specials at retail stores like Target, while restaurants like Sonic also have their own deals. So make sure to look around.
Also, Netflix is ditching its cheapest basic ad-free option. The basic plan was $10 per month and didn't include ads. The option is no longer available for rejoining or new members. Current subscribers of the plan won't be impacted unless they change their plan or cancel it. This comes after the streaming giant began cracking down on password sharing.
Also, a pretty disturbing report. So a new report says that 800,000 Americans died or have become disabled each year after being misdiagnosed. So a report from Johns Hopkins University estimates that about 370,000 of those patients died from their misdiagnosis. And while 420 are permanently disabled. The lead author of the report calls it a public health emergency.
Also, doctors say it's okay to wait for the weekend for a good heart workout. If you're too busy during the week, The Journal of the American Medical Association study said people who work out during the weekend saw heart failure risk drop by 38% compared to 36% of regular exercisers. Doctors say the main message is adults should still get at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week.
Also, Meta is unveiling an AI technology to rival ChatGPT. So the tech giant's large language model is going to be available for free use, just like OpenAI's counterpart. So the program Llama 2 is a joint effort with Microsoft as well.
Looking at some pop culture notes today, players around the country have a chance to win a $1 billion jackpot in tonight's Powerball drawing. And last night's Mega Millions drawing got no winner, so that jackpot is now up to an estimated $720 million. Gracie, the question I have for you, will we see both of those jackpots reaching $1 billion, or will somebody win either one before that happens?
I kind of feel like the Mega Millions might get to $1 billion as well. So I'll just say two just for fun.
Because if... You know, we've been doing this now daily, and you know, like once somebody wins, it's like, okay, Mega Millions isn't going to be this high for a while longer. But yeah. I feel like over the last couple of weeks, I mean, definitely it seems like the Powerball jackpot gets bigger quicker than the Mega Millions jackpot does.
Yeah.
So, you know, my question is, how long do we still have to go until it's $1 billion? Because... I don't know. I'd have to go back to a week or two and just see where the jackpot was at. I want to say it was like around 340, like this time last week, something like that. I don't know. So maybe we're still maybe a couple weeks away from when we see the Mega Millions up to $1 billion. I don't know. But it's interesting. You can let us know your thoughts. 850-437-1620. Will we have a winner before both jackpots reach $1 billion? Final pop culture note before we get to traffic and weather. So Jason Aldean in the news, getting backlash for his new video.
Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. We'll try that in a small town.
So the name of that song, Try That in a Small Town, that you just heard, it's about small town values clashing with urban protest. The new video for the song came out Friday. It's already been pulled from CMT programming. The video shows recent protest footage that includes people burning the American flag and attacking police. Aldean posted a statement on Twitter saying that since the video came out, he's been accused of being racist.
Yes, that is the big news in country music and pop culture today. Got a text in involving some traffic updates. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather right now. So structure fire off of Chemstrand Road between 9 and 10 Mile Road. Lanes are blocked with emergency vehicles. Taking a look at that again, that is in both the north and southbound direction in between 10 and 9 Mile Road off of Chemstrand. So just keep that in mind that that is going to be expecting some delays right now. I-10 and I-110 also not showing any major slowdowns in Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. Taking a look at our weather for the week, we really are just going to be seeing high temperatures and dry weather throughout the entire work week. For tonight, we have partly cloudy skies and a low of 77. Right now, it's 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. So, rumor is that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are having issues, and they're taking some time apart to figure it out. Radar Online, who I should preface is not so always reliable, quotes a source saying, Harry doesn't fit in Meghan's tacky Tinseltown world. An insider tells Page Six that any speculation of a breakup is false, and it's totally made up. What side of the fence are you on this?
I mean, I kind of agree with just what we reported. Like, I bet they are probably having marital problems, but I don't really see them getting a divorce. Just because, I mean, who else would they have if they got a divorce? Like, Harry left his entire family. Like, you know, but I could see that, you know, the past couple years could be strained.
Very, very stressful.
Yeah, on a marriage.
Strained, so. Yeah, I can see that.
So, but I don't know. I just don't see them getting a divorce.
Yeah, maybe this is just because they're out of the spotlight now and they're trying to keep it in the spot. They're keep their names in the spotlight.
Honestly, yeah, I could see that too. Like, okay, what can we try next? Okay, let's rumor this one up, but
yeah.
I don't know. We will have to see in the next coming maybe months what happens with Harry and Meghan. Also coming out of Los Angeles, well, an investigation in Los Angeles is going on after trees were trimmed in a spot where actors and writers were planning to picket. So trees were trimmed on a street bordering the Universal Studios last weekend. Some striking actors and writers believe that it was done intentionally to discourage them from picketing by taking away their shade in the heat.
Now, I'm not sure where specifically this is in Los Angeles. I do not know how many trees are in the immediate vicinity of where this picketing spot was. My assumption was there was more than one or two. So yeah. If this was intentional, which I hope it was, because I enjoy the pettiness of this, and I can just imagine the attorney for the union, or not the union, but the production companies or whatever, a Lewis Litt figure saying, yeah. Hey, let's, you know, you cut their trees, take away their, I don't know, but hopefully if it was intentional that they at least went to the lengths of trimming other trees as well, not just the one or two trees at the corner of where this picketing would have taken place,
yeah,
to kind of cover their tracks a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know why, and that it's like I don't really even care, but I feel like that is kind of stretching. Like they did it to take away the shade. Like
yeah.
I feel like if anything, like oh maybe we'll just have other stuff going on in this area so they can't picket during this time. But to be like they wanted us to stay in the heat.
Yeah, well maybe like, it's a very highly traveled route that's
true.
You know right next to the studios, and maybe it's. You know, in a high visibility area. And so
yeah.
They say, well, they'll have to go somewhere else, or they can bake in the sun if they want, but
yeah.
You know, or they can find well shaded areas elsewhere. So yeah, that one's up in the air there. Finally, a Taylor Swift update. She's going to be the honorary mayor of Santa Clara for the weekend. The mayor announced the Swiftie Clara proclamation yesterday ahead of her upcoming Eras Tour stop. Obviously, no doubt happy about the economic impact that Swifties will be making on Santa Clara as they descend on the town for Taylor Swift's concert this coming weekend. 6:50 right now, we'll take our final break of the show. More wacky and weird headlines and some good news to finish a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
.652 on News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Texter says, hey, they're actors. Let them act like they're in the shade. That's one idea. Another one would be umbrellas exist.
Yeah, maybe.
People don't maybe not have umbrellas in Los Angeles because they don't really need them that much. But, yeah, umbrellas, you could set up tents. There are ways around this, people.
I feel like a really good idea would be have the sign with an umbrella on top of the sign, and then you only have to hold, you're already holding a sign.
Yeah.
So might as well put an umbrella over it.
I like it. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's creative thinking right there. So yeah, there are definitely ways around the dilemma of trees being trimmed near the picketing site for the actors and writers. Getting into some wacky and weird headlines to close out a Wednesday, just before our final check of the roads and weather. Starting in Tacoma, Washington, where a couple says a glitch on the DoorDash app sent delivery drivers to their home.
So we've had cars pulling in and out of our driveway for the past 2 weeks.
About 30 drivers by now.
What's happening is our house is pinned as a Popeyes restaurant that's new.
So they called DoorDash multiple times, and they were told they didn't have the resources to fix it. Finally, they reached out to their local TV station, and then the station called DoorDash, and magically, the issue was able to get resolved, so no longer are DoorDash delivery drivers showing up to their house.
Yeah, we actually got a text in saying, my Nana always used to get other people's DoorDashes. I felt bad, but we always got free food that way. So, I mean, it is a little bit better when it's DoorDashers thinking they're dropping off food and not picking
right.
it up.
But exactly.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Also, a weird one coming out of Georgia. A 19-year-old in Georgia was arrested for doing donuts right in front of the police station. So a guy's name, James Brown, no relation to the singer. He was charged with reckless driving, and he seems to have a pattern of it because he has two other incidents of this on his record for the same offense. Speaking of driving, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We do have a situation going on Kempstrand Road, but the north and southbound directions are going to be slow moving. Got to text in that this is due to a fire. So just keep that in mind. Again, in between 10 and 9 Mile Road on Kempstrand Road has slow moving traffic. If you see anything else on the roads or have any details, give a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have high temperatures, and it's going to be dry all throughout the rest of this work week. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 77. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. This is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway.
More wacky and weird stuff. So Japan Airlines launching a new service that allows foreign tourists and business travelers to rent clothes from them for as little as $28 for up to 2 weeks. The idea is to minimize luggage as much as possible. It's called Anywhere, Anywhere. Travelers can rent up to 8 outfits in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large, and they'll even deliver them directly to your hotel. The service does not include underwear.
Anywhere, Anywhere, no underwear.
Oh.
We should do that.
Man, you are on a roll today. We've got that. What's the other one? World of Weather?
The World of Weather from Alan Strom.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
File your trademarks now.
Right? Okay, so weird one coming from Joe Exotic will make way for the Tiger King on the 2024 presidential ballot. The campaign from Joe Maldonado, better known as George Joe Exotic, announced yesterday that he has raised the needed funds to get on the presidential ballot for New Hampshire. So he is going to be running as a Democrat, and he is serving 21 years in federal prison sentence on charges including a murder-for-hire plot against the rival wildlife park operator Carol Baskin.
So you have Joe Exotic now, a presidential candidate in New Hampshire. We had former President Trump a few weeks ago winning a seat in Oregon for a fire district administration.
Yeah, some kind of council.
Yeah, he was a write-in candidate. He got two votes, and that was a tie. He won the coin flip. So, you know, this sort of thing happens. Now, I would be interested if Joe Exotic got anything more than, you know, 1% of the vote. But
yeah.
It's still fun to talk about there. Good news today. A 15-year-old kid in Toledo, Ohio, named Roman McCormick, has a rare genetic condition that's already burned out his kidneys. So his parents had been scrambling to find a donor until they recently got a call from one of his teachers. It turned out Roman's math teacher, Eddie McCarthy, secretly went and got tested and spent 5 months jumping through all the hoops to donate.
They had already had the call that was, you have a donor. And that's the big call. That's the big phone call. So then when you get one a couple days later, like, hey, the guy who taught the Pythagorean theorem is going to give a kidney. So approached it as a math teacher. Like, odds are I won't be a match. I have two kidneys and I only need one. So that works.
So
I have an extra.
Yeah, so it turns out he was a match, and the surgery happened today at the University of Michigan Hospital. So hope everything went well there.
That's awesome. Another great story coming from a veteran celebrating his 104th birthday. He credits his ability to making two lifelong good friends.
People always say, well, what do you attribute to? And I always say, well, I have two good friends. Oh, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. Yeah, those are my two good friends. They helped me along.
Yep, that's Arthur Walters Jr. He served in the Air Force and World War II, and a lead navigator in B-17. So happy 104th birthday. And your two friends sound like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So 6:59, that's going to do it for us here on a Wednesday. Hope you have a good, wonderful rest of your night. We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock. For another edition of Pensacola Right Now, Joe and Gracie, have a good night. We'll talk to you then.